The next sermon, Sermon Reish Mem Hei, discusses when a Yid and a Goy have a shutvus for a partnership, how they should deal on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah gives a hakdama introduction to the sermon that the best way to do it, if a Yid and a Goy have a business or source of malacha b'shutvus, that they should make a deal when they start the partnership, that the Goy will work on Shabbos, and he'll take all the profits of Shabbos, whether it's a lot or a little, and the Yid will work one day during the week, let's say, for example, Sunday, and he'll do all the work on that day, and he'll take based on how much the malacha produces on that day. Then when they make the division, when they divide the profits in the end, the guy will take the amount that's made on Shabbos, and the Yid will take the amount that's made on the weekday, for example, Sunday, whether it's a lot or a little. However, if they did not make such a deal in the beginning when they started the partnership, and then when it comes the time to make the chalukah, to divide the profits, the Yid tells the guy, you take for Shabbos, and I take for during the week, you take what was made on Shabbos, I take what was made during the week, that will be aser. Now let's say they did not make any tonight in the beginning of Shabbos and Sunday was not discussed at all. And Mishas Chalukah, when it comes time to divide the profits, they also don't discuss it at all. They just divide everything equally. That's a shayla of the Gemara. The boy Lufshta, the Gemara does not answer. It's B'chalik Zishanim HaLepaskin. The Rambam is Machmir and the Rosh is Mekel. Mechaber, as he often does, passes like the Rambam, and therefore according to the Mechaber, we'll see that it's going to be Aser. The Ramal will say that B'mokim Hefzed Gadol, if there be a big loss, one could rely on the Rosh. Now, one more scenario. Let's say before they start the partnership, begin the partnership, they made such a tonight that the guy will work and take the profits of Shabbos, and the Yid will work and take the profits of a different day of the week, a certain specific day of the week. The Mishas, the Chalukah, the time of division, they say, you know what, let's just split it equally. So then, even the Rambam agrees in this case that it's okay. This is Mishnah Berurah's introduction to the Siman. So Shulchan Aruch starts off in Sif Aleph. A Yid and a guy with a field or an oven or a bathhouse or a Rechaim, a mill, people will come to grind there. They have grain there, and they have a partnership with such a thing, or they have a partnership in a business, in a storefront. And the Be'er Lachol explains, it could be that the field, the oven, whatever it is, belongs to both of them equally, or that someone else owns it, and the two of them are going to operate together, they took on to operate it together, b'shutfus, doesn't make a difference. Any type of partnership of any such sort. So if they made it tonight in the beginning, when they made the shutfus, that the schar of Shabbos will go to the goy, in ma'adim harbe, whether it's a little or a lot, and the schar of a certain weekday will go to the yid, whether it's a little or a lot. So in such a case, it's mutter. The Be'er Lachol speaks out that it's not necessary to speak out that im adam harbe, whether it's a little or a lot, if they just say the schar of Shabbos goes to the goy and the schar of a certain weekday will go to the yid, that's good enough. And now there's no problem. The goy will get the profits of Shabbos and the yid will get the profits of that day during the week. The Mishnah Berurah explains halacha. He already gave his introduction, but now he goes specifically on the sif and he explains that we need the tonight should be made in the beginning, that the guy will operate and make the profits of Shabbos and the Yid for a certain day of the week, because of the responsibility of all 7 days a week will be on the two of them equally. And afterwards, the Yid will tell the guy, you know what, you work on Shabbos, take the profits of Shabbos. I'll work on a certain weekday, I'll work on Sunday, take the profits of Sunday. Then it's considered as if he made the guy his shliach, his messenger, his worker, to work for him on Shabbos. And he's going to be the guy's shliach and the guy's worker on that day of the week. And then it's a problem with the guy, he's mamash doing with shlichus of the Yid on the Yid's business on Shabbos. Therefore, if the guy does not have to do anything, the guy should have not really doing anything on Shabbos, rather other goyim are coming to bake in the oven. This oven, the money they made off it was like a rental. People would come and people would come and bake their bread in the oven, in the public oven. Not even had their own ovens. These people, they own the oven, these partners. And people would come and bake in the oven and people have to pay for the right to use the oven. So if other guyim are coming using the oven and they're the ones lighting the fire and they're the ones really doing anything, not the Yid, not the guy, no one's doing anything on Shabbos, and the Yid could take from his Goyish partner the schar that he belongs getting for his chelik, for his percentage for Shabbos, even if they did not make a deal in the beginning that the Goy will have Shabbos and the Yid will have Sunday, because no one's really doing anything. It's random people are coming and lighting the fire and baking in the oven and paying for the rights to use it. We just have to make sure that when the Yid gets his part for Shabbos, it should not be schar Shabbos, it should be done by Havla. He should get that those profits together with his profits of the other days of the week. Should not be a problem with schar Shabbos. There's no concern of Maris Ayin over here. No one thinks anything's done for the Yid. Everyone knows the Goyish partner over here. In any case, if they make the tonight in the beginning, make a deal in the beginning, so that the Goy will have Shabbos, the Yid will have a certain day, will have Sunday, the Yid has no responsibilities on Shabbos, the Goy is not a Shliach, and then it's fine, the Goy will take the profits of Shabbos, the Yid will take the profits of the weekday that they trade off. By a field, there's no separate profits of Shabbos or of a weekday, but if they say that the Goy will do the planting and plowing on Shabbos, and he'll take Pshas Ksiro, connect his work, and the Yid or his representatives do it on a weekday, they'll take connect their day, that's good enough. And as long as it's done in Adam Harbe, it's good enough. As long as it's done, you know, then it's a fair deal, and it's not a problem of the guy working with shlichus for the Yid on Shabbos.